We have heard about the lawsuit. We have not been served yet, but it's been out there in the media. However, of course, this is not surprising. You know, whoever, you know, decides to challenge President Museveni's leadership gets to be met by all these frivolous and trumped up lawsuits and charges. You know, when Dr. Kizza Besigye was challenging President Museveni at the time, they trumped up rape charges and all manner of things. So with us too, we know that they will throw all of these different things at us. What's interesting though is that all the people that are suing are actually not members of the party as they purport to be. They are not in the party register. They don't hold membership cards of the party. So this is going to be an easy case for us to sail through, because the very first, you know, question which I'll pose in court is, are you people members like you claim? If you say you're members, prove your membership, and they will have no way to prove.
The allegation is that the Honorable Bobby Wine manipulated the party to make himself the flag bearer or the presidential candidate of the party. Did he manipulate? What do you think they are talking about?
So a delegates conference was held and notice was put out. Actually, the notice was put out in the government newspaper just so that nobody pretends they didn't get to see it. It was in the government newspaper. And all those who were meant to attend the delegates conference did attend the delegates conference. So the people who are claiming, you know, who say they were supposed to be at the delegates conference, but they were not invited, they're not party members. They're not in the party register. They don't hold membership cards. So there was no way they were going to be invited for the party's delegates conference. They're non-entities, okay, as far as we are concerned and as far as the law is concerned. So we know for a fact that they are chasing after the wind.
Now, the petitioners are asking the court to get the Electoral Commission to de-gazette the name of the party. Is it likely?
None of that is, because every process that happened, change of name, change of leadership, everything happened within the law. And that is why the Electoral Commission, which is the superintendent of political parties, did stamp and approve every change that happened, because it happened within the law. I mean, we know for a fact that the state is targeting us, so we would be the last people not to follow the law in whatever we are doing, because they scrutinize us and look out for every little thing. So we had to make sure we cross every T and dot every I as far as the law is concerned. So we did that.
As you know, this is the political season. Is there a possibility that the group that is suing the party, or Mr. Bobby Wine, that they may have some other leanings?
It's possible they have been planted by the state. Like I've told you, you know, the state is notorious for doing these things. In Arua, when Bobby Wine was tortured, they got guns and rounds of ammunition and planted them in his hotel room and faked up charges that, you know, he had these guns and they belonged to him and so on, until the truth was found out that they actually did not belong to him. They were just planted there. So it's not new that the state will do such a thing. But the law, as far as we're concerned on our end, the law was followed to the letter. So we're good to go.